Makuta Sicha is Chelik Kazvov, Parsha Vayishlach Sicha Beis, which is also in connection with Yutes Kislev. In Pasuk Katainti Mikolach HaSodim, in the Pasuk that describes Yaakov saying to Hashem, I have been humbled because of all the kindnesses that you have shown me, Ki B'makli Avarti Eser Yarden, because with my staff I crossed over the Yarden, the Jordan River, Ata Yisi, and now we have become this multitude, great multitude of a great family. Zainadot Svei Pirushim Hafchim. So, in the word, in the meaning of this pasuk, there are two explanations of it, and they are contradictory to each other. Number one, the Pirush HaPashut, the simple meaning of the pasuk, via Taishta Targum Rashi, in Zain Eshten Pirush, as the Targum Unculus interprets it, and how Rashi explains it. In his first explanation, as Yaakov is ibigegangen dem Yarden nicht habendig mit sich kein shum zach oiser sein makel, that what it means is that Yaakov is saying, I crossed over the Yarden River to go to Choron with I had nothing except for my staff, like you would say in English or in American, I came with the shirt on my back, nothing more. But loydem pirush kumto is that according to this interpretation that comes out as the verte b'makli avadi es yarden hazeh, that these words, with my staff I crossed over the Yarden, driken ois, they express nishdich esodim was the ebishtad geton mit Yaakovin, that those words don't express the kindnesses that Hashem did with Yaakov, nor fakert, but the contrary, then begashmi is the ge'orim and matzuf and Yaakov vina be'eser es aribe de Yarden, it describes the at least materially material poverty that Yaakov suffered at that time when he was crossing over the Yarden, and it said as his agdoma, he says this in as an introduction, is noch mer mavlit the groyskeit von dem spedigen chesed, because the contrast, he brings it as a contrast, because now when I come back across ba'ata yisul shnei machnes, now I have two complete groups of people, a tremendous amount of people and animals and so on, which I'm coming back with. So in order to contrast his great wealth that he has now in comparison with the great poverty that he had before, that's what he's saying. When I crossed over to go there, I had only my staff. B'shteit Nogden Pasuk, what he brought afterwards, the Beis, the Pirush HaPashu, the HaMedrash, then there is the Medrash's explanation, which Rashi also tells us about the second explanation, as Nosan Makloi Biyarden, that Yaakov used his staff again, he lifted it over the Yarden, and Nifka Hayarden, the Yarden split so that he would be able to cross over on dry land. That according to this interpretation, the words with my staff I crossed over the Yarden, Gufa and Inyan v'chazei Hashem, they too express the kindness that Hashem showed to Yaakov, that he allowed him to cross over the Yarden with only his staff. Und die Pirushim seinen Hafchim betachlis, and these are two ultimately contradictory explanations. Leitne Eshten Pirush Aniyas betachlis, because according to the first interpretation, what it means, the word my staff expresses great poverty. Leiten Zweiten Pirush, according to the second commentary, Ro'uitza Nesachi Godel, that he was deserving. Yaakov Avinu says, you gave me this great miracle, Ubaloshen Chazal, which is as expressed by the Chazal, Kama Nofish Gavra Kemoisha, how great is this person Yaakov, he's like Moshe v'shitin ribun, he is as great as Moshe together with 600,000 Jews shenechol klem yamsuf, that they deserve that Hashem should split the yamsuf for them, and Yaakov alone deserved that the Yarden should be split for him. So in other words, b'makli avarti expresses a great kindness that Hashem showed to Yaakov. Zu verstehen dem Verbund von den zwei Pirushim, to understand the connection between these two explanations, vorm wie viel mal gered, as we spoke many times, haben alle Pirushim auf demselben Wort, whenever there is two explanations about the same word, or the same pasuk, or their inyan, or the same idea, the same concept, akesha technisch zwischen sich, the two explanations are somehow connected because they address the same word or pasuk or idea. Ubefratas ba'agodas bereishis, especially that in the medrash, kumas behemshel zelazed, they are said one after the other. In other words, the medrash gives both of them together. In other words, that they are somehow related. Daf mem magdim zayin, so to explain the connection between the two. Daf mem magdim zayin dem loshim von alten rebbim in zayin bavuste igeres katainti. We have to first explain what the Alter Rebbe says in his famous letter that he wrote after he was released from prison on Yutas Kislev. He wrote a letter which is the second chapter of Igeres HaKadosh. It's the letter Katainti. I was humbled. From Petterburg, the goal of Yutas Kislev, Mipnei Hayyis, and he continues, Mipnei Hayyis Katan Yaakov B'Me'od Me'od Be'enav, because Yaakov was very, very humble in his own eyes. Machmas Ribia Chasodim, because of the great kindnesses that Hashem had showed him. Ki b'makli, as he said, with my staff, chulu. Atkan, haloshim menegeli nyonenu. That's the end of the quote, at least as far as what we want to discuss here. Of course, the letter goes on, but in regards to this subject, that's the end of the quote. L'chayr is nish fashtandik. So we have to understand about this line that the Alter Rebbe writes. Since the Alter Rebbe wants to describe the great kindnesses, was the Eibishtad Getomet Yaakov, and that Hashem showed to Yaakov, was Dos Hotte by Emma Rizgir from the Katainti, and it was these kindnesses which caused Yaakov to feel humbled by all those kindnesses shown to him. Hotte Gedav Brengen Euch, by Adar Rabbe Beikir, so he should have also, the Alter Rebbe should have also quoted, in fact, not only. Also, but that is the main part, it would seem, the main part of the quote, Demsiyim HaKosuv, he should have also quoted what the end of the pasuk says, Avarti Yisayarden Hazeh, that I crossed over, with my staff, I crossed over the Jordan, V'ata Yisil L'Shnei Machas, and now I've come back with all these multitudes of people. That is the kindness that Hashem showed him, not the word Ki B'Makli, with my staff. So why does he end the quote right there, ki b'makli, and he doesn't actually express what the kindness was. L'chayre v'ot m'gekent lernen, as mit ki b'makli chulu, meint the Alter Rebbe undeiten eifen oibende monte pirush v'medish. One could answer that the Alter Rebbe means to, is alluding with makli to what we said before in the name of the medrash, that nosa makli b'yardem nifka yarden, that it's referring to the fact that with his staff he was able to split the yarden, and that's what the Alter Rebbe means. But you can't really say that, while number one is bleibt nochal schwer favos edamont nicht euch dem zweiten chesed versteht me furish im pasuk, because that would leave the question, why doesn't he mention the other kindness which is brought out of this pasuk, and that's the one that's actually stated clearly in the pasuk, that I went over with my staff and I came back with two, with great multitudes, which is clearly spelled out in the pasuk. Why does the Alter Rebbe skip over that kindness? Number two, v'ikir oy the Alter Rebbe meint midem heichacha from pasuk. If the Alter Rebbe means with pointing to that pasuk, dem nes like pirush from medrash, the miracle as it's explained in the medrash, as nifka yarden, that he was able to split the Yarden River, volte doch gedarft. For that explanation, it would make more sense to say, bring the rest of the pasuk which says, I crossed over the river. With my staff, I was able to cross over the river. That is the miracle. That is the kindness. So why does he not bring that? Because that's how you see the miracle that happened with his staff, that he was able to cross over the Yarden. So why doesn't he bring the rest of the pasuk, even for this pshat? Mekenish zogen as the Alter Rebbe main taket dem ganzen pasuk. You can't say that the Alter Rebbe means to quote the entire pasuk. He does mean that you need to read the whole pasuk. No, but he wanted to be brief. Brengt der bloiz der aschol von pasuk. He only quotes the beginning of the pasuk. Und dem siyum is amram is bitten baut cholu. And that you should continue to read and see what the pasuk says, he indicates to you by saying the word chulu, which means etc. So go ahead and look it up. So we can say that that's what he means, varum, because number one, akoponim, noch dem ein Wort erwarte, hat man gedacht bringen, at least the one word avarti that I crossed over that he could have quoted, that would still be brief, but at least that word is indicating that he crossed over the yard. Number two, oy bazoi, if that's the case, is via ekleter amol baricha says, was once explained, everyone once explained this in another place at length, volt gedavt stein vichulu, if the intent of the word chulu, etc., is meant to lead you into reading the rest of the pasuk, then it should say vichulu mitavav with avav and so on. Oy b'shteit chulu, if it says only chulu without onavav without the and so on, it just says so on. Is das abavai as the hemshcha kozev is nishne gates and toich namadubar. What that means, the word chulu means what's written in the rest of the pasuk doesn't really pertain to what we're talking here. And therefore, there's no need to go look at the rest because it doesn't really pertain to this. And so then why does he add the word chulu, etc.? Or goymer, in the case of a pasuk, sometimes it's goymer. Is zu bavarinen, was der Azal oben gesagt. That is only to consider what our sages tell us. As kol piske de le pasuk meisha, anan le paskinan. That Moshe Rabbeinu put the ends of psukim. He said where the end of the pasuk is, or the end of a parsha is, or the end of something is. And whatever Moshe Rabbeinu did not make a stop, like a period, we don't introduce a stop there. And therefore, when somebody quotes part of a pasuk, if he were just to stop in the middle of the pasuk, he would be putting an end to the quote, not where Moshe Rabbeinu put it. Therefore, you write chulu just to say this is not the end of the quote. The pasuk goes on. But for our subject, it's not important to quote it here. But when you write, that's if you write chulu. But if you write vichulu, what it means is that you should read the rest of the pasuk, because the rest of the pasuk is also important to this discussion. So therefore, here the Alter Rebbe writes chulu, not vichulu. So then it means that in his opinion, the rest of the pasuk doesn't really pertain to what we're talking here. The only reason chulu is written here is only because that's not the end of the pasuk. So you have to indicate that this isn't really the end of the pasuk. Is from them alamuv, and from all this we understand as the inyan from ki b'makli alein, that it's just from the words b'makli, just by saying keep because my with my staff on the inyanim vos behem shalakasu, without referring to the rest of the words in the pasuk. Is genug to pale sein by Yankov in them katainti. That enough already was enough to bring Yaakov to a state of humbleness or humility because of all the great kindnesses that Hashem had given him, just by saying the words kibamakli without even knowing what the rest of the pasuk is. So we have to understand what that is. The Tzemach Tzedek brings darop in Eira Teire from Shalot. Tzemach Tzedek brings in Eira Teire, he quotes from the Shalot, as ki b'makli is Rosh HaTevis, the words ki b'makli are the acronym, the Rosh HaTevis of the psukim Baruch Kveid Hashem im Kaimai, blessed is the honor of Hashem, the glory of Hashem from His place, and the Yeshuascha Kivisi Hashem, I look to Your salvation. That's what I hope for, O God. I hope for Your salvation. Those two psukim. And the Tzemach Tzedek is Meisim, and the Tzemach Tzedek adds to explain what he means to say, Al Derech Shin is Bar B'Torah Eir, similar to what is written in Torah Eir, B'Inyan Mishpat Atztaka B'Yakev, in regards to what it says in the Pasuk that Mishpat Atztaka, judgment and charity for Yaakov, Ata Asisa, you did for Yaakov both of them. Shetzarech Li is Beis HaBechin Atztaka Mishpat, that there needs to be both levels. There has to be the idea of charity, and there has to be the idea of judgment. Behind Obeis of Achinus, there has to be both of these levels expressed by these psukim. Baruch Kveid Hashem im Kaimai, v'shiyiyah l'shuascha kevisi Hashem, that there has to be also l'shuascha kevisi. What is the connection between the psukim will soon be explained. The beer in them is, what's the explanation of this? From them was a state mishpat atztaka b'Yaakov ata asisa. From the pasuk that says judgment and charity you did with Yaakov is moving us by Yaakov and zani given debate midas. So we see that Yaakov had contained both of these approaches, both of these ideas of tzedakah and mishpat. And the anhoge mit em is euch gewen sein mishpat and sein tzedakah. And the way Hashem conducted himself with Yaakov was also in a state, in a sense of justice and judgment and charity. Even though these two, they're opposites in their in how they approach a person, how they relate to a person, because mishpat mein das das hoter das das amont kumt im alpidin. Mishpat means this is something that I deserve. This is something that is coming to me. Rightfully expect it. When the main von tzedakah is, what is the meaning of tzedakah? As al pidinu mishpat has been amnit mechoyev to get. That means that if you were to look at whether I deserve it or not, I wouldn't deserve it. Nor does vertim gegeben als tzedakah, but it's given to the person in a sense with a sense of charity, even though he doesn't deserve it, but you give it to him anyway. So the idea of mishpat and tzedakah are two opposites in what they expect. So the question is, Yaakov acted in a sense of both of them. They're two opposites. Hashem acted towards Yaakov and with both of these both of these approaches, which are also opposites. So what is the meaning of it? One could say that since there are two different aspects to the person, so each one of them is attached to another one, the other aspect of the person. Mitzad neshama ken aid monim by meibishn in yono by meibishn pleidus mishpat, from the perspective of the neshama, which is perfect, and so on. So the a yid can demand from Hashem, my neshama deserves everything. My job is a part of you. It's in its purity even now, and therefore deserves everything. The neshama kumt idin yanam opidin. The neshama is owed everything, whatever it needs, according to what, you know, the rule of law. Umetzadem guf kenab lois beten al tzaka. But from the perspective of the guf, which is woefully short, comes up short in many areas, and therefore, what could you expect? What could you demand? Nothing. So you ask with a sense of charity. So that could be the answer to both. How could you have both at the same time? But this is incorrect. The pasuk zaktoch, because the pasuk says mishpat tzedakah be Yaakov asisa, that mishpat tzedakah for Yaakov you did. What does it mean? You did as haste as be the midas hafchis, that these two approaches, which are opposites of each other, seinen in Shaychas to demselben geder, they both are dealing with the same situation, which is Welt, with the world. For Nasisa, as expressed by the word Asisa, Asiya Bepayel, what happens down here in the real world. So it's that Hashem gives Tzedakah or Mishpat in this world, meaning to say, not to the Neshama, which is in another world, to this world over here. So therefore it must be true for the neshama and the guf. And so in regards to the person, there has to be both approaches of tzedakah and mishpat. So is the hasbara in them? So to explain how these two come together, euch dam ve mahalt as by amadrege vos by rechtig zu monen aspos teivus von eibishu mitzad adin. Even if a person is on a level where he has the right, he is on in a state where he has the right to demand, justifiably demand that he's owed and he deserves everything that Hashem needs to give him. The Gemara says from pasuk Shimu Alai Abire Leiv Harachaykim Mitzdaka. As the Gemara says in regards to the pasuk, listen to me, the mighty of heart who are distant from charity, meaning to say, the tzaddikim, which are distant from charity, they don't really need charity. They deserve what they are asking for. As kol ha'olam kulin nizayin b'tzedakah, the heim nizayin b'zroya. The whole world is nourished, is fed by Hashem, because Hashem is charitable, and even if they don't deserve it, He gives them anyway. But they, the tzaddikim, they are fed and nourished because that's what they deserve. They have a claim to it. That's what the Gemara says about that pasuk. For deswegen darf man das beten als tzedakah. So even someone that is justifiably deserves all of these things shouldn't ask for them because he deserves them. Should also ask that Hashem should give it to him as charity. Und wie steht, Hashem, as we say, to you Hashem is you, to you belongs charity, you are the one that's charitable. So we ask because we ask Hashem to be charitable with us, and we don't rely on the fact that we deserve it, which is how tzedakah u'mishpat come together. Thus is euch the tam for Yaakov's meire for Esav, and this is also the reason that Yaakov was afraid of Esav agam, even though Hashem had already assured him that he would protect him and that he would be with him. As the pasuk says, v'hinei anochi imach, and I will be with you, Hashem said to Yaakov. So therefore, why was Yaakov afraid? The reason is, v'arum emes taka azot meire gehat shema nislachlachti bechet. So even though it's true that the way he said, his thinking was, maybe I was tainted by sin and therefore I don't deserve what Hashem promised me back then. But that in itself needs to be explained. Chazal zagndach. Since our sages tell us, when the majority of a person's life has passed and he hasn't sinned, so he won't sin anymore. Ubamele is dochtos mechayevas Yaakov achinish gehad vosuchayv zayin sin. Therefore, for that reason, since Yaakov had already lived most of his life at that time, and he hadn't sinned up until then, so why was he worried that he will sin? He shouldn't be worried anymore. Shemnis lachlachti bechet, that maybe I was tainted by sin. Dibal zayin shena dochrev shneisav, since most of his life was over already. When do we say this? That a person can feel assured, reassured that he won't sin because most of his life has already passed. That's only if a person is looking at himself. He considers his situation. Where do I stand? Who am I? What have I accomplished? When he's looking at his own metzias, at his own personality, at his own person. And when that's important to him and plays a role in how he sees the world and so on. When the fart can the cheshbon and bring it to the maskanas is yotzerev shneis of loichata, and therefore could take stock of his situation and say, well, I haven't sinned till now. There's no reason for me to worry about any sin in the future. When b'meila muftach le deshuve nechaita, so he'll be reassured that he won't sin anymore. And oiber is fundi abire leiv, and if he's one of those people that are the mighty of heart, meaning tzaddikim, kenemana bezroya, then he could demand by pounding on the table and saying, "This is I deserve this, but I'm kumtas alpi mishpat because I deserve it according to the letter of the law too." That's only if you look at yourself and you consider your own situation and you are important in your own how you see your situation in the world. When a person is in a true sense of bittul, of humility, that he doesn't consider his own personality and his own person to be of any importance, because of his sense of humility and bittul, it appears to him that he is capable of sinning. At his cheshes as his da'achet, he considers that there's possible that it's possible that he did commit a sin. Al kaponim achesarim, maybe not the chet from the sense of sin, actually committing a sin, but chet could mean chesaron, that he could have done better in certain situations, and therefore he's lacking in certain situations. In zayin avoda, in his avoda of Hashem, and the far leik zich ba'em ob di ashpah satayv. And therefore, it appears to him that the only way that he could receive blessing from Hashem is only because Hashem is charitable. Because I am undeserving. I could have done better. I actually may have committed a sin, even though he can't really point to the actual sin that he committed. But he's not looking at himself. He's just considering it's possible that he did better. Maybe he could have done better. As the Zobanish moving, however, we still have to understand Bibald as the Bittel von Yaakov and Hatem gebracht zu dem Eufen von Stocke, since Yaakov's sense of Bittel brought him to accept and to consider that Hashem gives everything to him as Stocke. Tovizok men Mishpat at Stocke by Yaakov, so then what is the Mishpat aspect of it? if everything that in Yaakov's life that he received he saw as Hashem's charity, so then what is the mishpat aspect of it then? Was von dem is mashma, as this is given by Yaakov Mabela as a stav zain. From this, it seems, from the pasuk that it says mishpat tzedakah, it seems that Yaakov did have a certain sense of mishpat as well, and because he had it, it means that that's how it should be. Is the Rinyan says, so the matter is as follows. B'shas men is be'emes, so this is nid maleki in a matzah was better than a baby and blows out stock. When a person is in a situation where the only thing that he can count on, the only thing that he can rely on, is that Hashem is charitable, and because I truly am not worthy, or at least in his mind he's not worthy, and therefore he can only ask out of his, that Hashem should be charitable with him, and so on. Is does bet and stock and ishken achacha bittel? So when a person says, please Hashem help me, I know I don't deserve it, but give it to me anyway, that doesn't show, that doesn't indicate any sense of humility on his part. Because that is the only thing that he has to count on. That's the only thing that he can count on. So it's not that he's being humble and asking for tzedakah. That is the only thing you can rely on. But to understand it in a more subtle way, thus is loyd zayin bittel dikimetzius a medida vagbala. His whole approach to asking for kindness comes from his own limitation. It comes from a sense of understanding who he is, and therefore asking in accordance with who he is. Umida keneged mida, and since Hashem's response to somebody's request is in accordance with their request, or in accordance with what they are, kumt euch die Hashpah mil maila. So therefore, when Hashem responds to his request, he gives him according to what his request was. In other words, the request was from the perspective of this person, who I am and what I can expect, and so on. So Hashem gives him what he can expect. He gives him charity, he gives him a bracha, and so on. However, it's limited. The Gemara zogt as the chiyuv and stocker is the machseid day machseidiash sheyachsoloi, that what kind of stocker do you give to a person? Whatever fulfills his needs, whatever needs he has, you have to provide him with those needs. But we have no obligation to make somebody wealthy from the funds of stocker. Megitim does was as felt leid zametzius. You give him whatever his kind of person needs, whatever he's lacking, whatever he needs. That's what you give him, based on who he is. In vos is er eingewöhnt. You have to give him what he's accustomed to. Vos dos ken euch sein a liebe Gottel, because a person can also be accustomed to much more than a regular person. Let's say somebody that was born wealthy or was wealthy and was accustomed to have more than the regular person, that becomes a need to them. But even so, it's all measured according to this person and what he's accustomed to. So it all is in accordance with who he is and what he needs. For instance, if there's a person that has, who is used to having a horse to ride on, which in the back in those days not everybody had, and even somebody who's accustomed to having a servant run before him and announce his arrival and to make sure that everything is ready for him, even that has to be given to him from tzedakah. So, but it's all surrounds everything about him as a person. What is it that you expect? What is it that you need? What is it that you're accustomed to? It's all about who this person is in accordance with their needs. But you are not commanded, there is no mitzvah of tzedakah to give somebody more than he's accustomed to, more than he needs. And therefore Hashem, that responds to somebody's request from a sense of tzedakah, will respond in accordance with that. But when a person is on a level where he really deserves to get everything that Hashem will give him, and therefore he would be able to expect it and request it because he is deserving and it's coming to him, und doch kommt zum Eibischten. And even though he deserves it and could ask for it from that perspective, from Mishpat, yet he comes to Hashem. Nish mit der Tfiyah von Mishpat, not because he's asking because he deserves it, nor mit der Bakash al Stoka, but he comes and he asks for Hashem's charity. Is das Haychach, as it is a Reus von Cheshbeinus und Medidus Vagbalus. What that means is that this person is not looking at himself and seeing what is it that I deserve, what can I ask for, and so on. He's asking not from what he deserves and is entitled to. As it is a race from Zaymetzius, he has left his own consideration of who he is and what he is, and all he asks for Hashem is, you give me because you are charitable. He has forgotten about himself. He is in a true sense a bittul, not because that's the only option that he has to ask for charity. No, he does have the option of asking mishpat, but he doesn't look at himself as a deserving person, and therefore his request is outside of his metzius, is not contained or limited to who he is. He has broken free from his own metzius and his own limitations. And then when Hashem responds, he doesn't respond limited to who you are either. He responds just as you broke out of your own limitations. So his response is outside your limitations. And therefore, Hashem gives a blessing which is much more than what is necessary for you, much more than what you would deserve. It comes in a much higher level, meaning in a much greater blessing. And that's why Yaakov has Mishpat as well. He comes from a sense where he would be deserving to have Mishpat, but he doesn't consider his own metzias and therefore asks only for charity, and therefore the response will be one that is infinite, unlimited. Adi tzvei bechinus. These two levels, amatzah from beten al tzedakah, a situation in which you ask for charity just from a sense of charity, and number two, amatzah from abirei lev, those who are the mighty of heart and therefore have a right to demand and ask for what they deserve and what they're entitled to. B'chol zeh beter v'tzedakah, and even though he deserves it and he's entitled to it, he only asks from a situation of charity. And the response to that would be an infinite blessing, as opposed to the first one, which is when a person only has the option of asking for charity because he really doesn't deserve it necessarily. So these two levels, animasim to the tzvei inyanim l'shuascha kedisi Hashem, that fits with those two psukim which were quoted from the Shalah by the Tzemach Tzedek. L'shuascha, to your salvation, I look forward, Hashem. And number two, baruch kved Hashem imkaymai, blessed is the honor, the glory of Hashem from his place. And he explains, l'shuascha kedisi Hashem is pirushay as a kenzich bleis falazen evdem Yeshua f'neibishn. The pasuk lishuascha means I look forward to your salvation. The only thing I can depend on is that you will help me. While eris nish roitz ab matvia, because he's a person that doesn't really have the right to demand, and he's not entitled to anything. When the farah hotter of the meibishn is Yeshua, and therefore he hopes to get Hashem's help al tzedakah only as a gift of charity. The other pasuk, Baruch Kved Hashem im Kaimei, Vayista dem Hamshacha from Kved Hashem, that indicates a coming down, a drawing down of Kved Hashem, the glory of Hashem, meaning the blessing of Hashem. Vas Nemtzich from Kaimei, which comes from im Kaimei, from his place. What does that mean? Amitis Hamokim from Kved Hashavaya. It comes from the true place, from the place in which Hashem is. Und das wird Nimshach Baruch Lach Shem Hamshacha, and bringing it from that place where Hashem is, to draw it down, as we know the word baruch means to draw down, bizlo mata mata, and to draw it down all the way down to this world, as heistam shachas habligvul dola mata, to bring from the kaimai, from the true place of Hashem, which is the infinite place, and to bring it down into this world, vazvert uvgetan dur dem bitla metzias from the abir lever rechayke mitzdaka, and that can be accomplished only, as we said, through the deserving it, but then only asking out from, not from your own metzias, from where you are, but to ask for it as charity from Hashem, and therefore it comes from a truly infinite place. Al pi kol anal is muvav, as Alter Rebbe schreibt, mipnei ha-yeis koten Yaakov b'ma'id ma'id b'eina b'machn esri v'chasodim b'ki b'makli v'cholo. Based on this, we can explain what Alter Rebbe writes in the letter Katainti, these words, and he ends with ki b'makli. And he doesn't continue with the rest of the pasuk. Doch dem was bei Yaakov is eine gewen, die beide hafchis dike beginnes von mishva tzedakah. Because Yaakov had within him both of these contradictory approaches of mishpat deserving and tzedakah charity, which are both indicated in the word kibamakli, as I'll explain a little soon, that kibamakli, we said, has two opposite meanings to it. It means ultimate poverty, and at the same time it means ultimate deserving. Through this he was able to reach into that level where everything comes, all kindnesses come from, and not only kindnesses but infinite kindnesses. The Ashpa is in an eifen from Baruch Kved Hashem im Kaimai, the flow comes down in the way that is indicated by the Pasuk Baruch Hashem Kved Hashem im Kaimai, that it comes from the place, the true place of infinite blessing. Ariba chasadim b'pchinis bli gvul, a great amount of chasadim which is infinite. Umitzadim was the agdola. Unriba chasadim zaynim ba'em given al tzeitzof in kibimakli. And because this great the great blessing, the infinite blessing that he received, came as a result of kibimakli, hot od der kibes alikim mamish ba'em gebrachtim katainti. And because it came only because kibamakli, which indicates that it has these two things, that in other words, that he received it from Hashem as a gift, as tzedakah, as the word bamakli brings out that point, as he said before, it has both contradictory things. He deserves it, but he gets it as charity. Therefore, it brought him to a great sense of humility. But tachlis hashleimus caught him b'ma'id ma'id. It brought him to. He felt so very, very humble, because Hashem gave him all these blessings which he felt he didn't really deserve. When das zeich was the Alter Rebbe is mamshich, and that's also what he means when he continues as hayes katan Yaakov b'ma'id ma'id be'enav. That since Yaakov was very, very humble in his own eyes, machmas ribi achasadim, because of the great kindnesses that Hashem had given him, ki b'makli, as brought out from the words kibamakli, is the far for this reason the ainer roye could die klali nussel, and therefore he felt that he's already used up so much more than he really deserves, and Hashem has given him much more than he could have expected, and therefore does he really deserve that Hashem should help him in this situation with Esav, which was when he was saying all these psukim. Okamai merazal, as I say, just tell Hashem yigur machet. That maybe since then he has already committed certain sins, or he hasn't lived up to his potential, and therefore, because he imagined that he was not perfect, and therefore he really doesn't deserve any more than he already received. To explain, Yaakov is gishtana betachos habitl. Since Yaakov was in this ultimate sense of bitl, hot the linked in od de madrege with the metzias. He was in touch with, he was operating in that place, in that very, very high place of godliness, where what happens down here, what the accomplishments of the created being of the Jewish people down here, don't play a role there, as is the famous understanding of the pasuk in Tzedakta Matitin Lo, if you do a mitzvah, what have you really given Hashem? That means there is a certain level in which what we do really doesn't change anything, because that's much higher than involvement with the created reality. So Yaakov, because of his great bittul, he was in that place. That's where he was comfortable, and so on. On the far is nidbe be'enev shechot, and therefore, when you're there, everything seems to you that you're not doing enough. Er is gestanden in achet meloshen chesoron abittul be'etzem. In a place where whatever you do doesn't count for anything, you always feel that you haven't done enough, because nothing that you do could really make a change. So therefore a person, he felt always as if he was unaccomplished. Und sein Avoida hat bei ihm nicht gehabt kein Tfisses Mokum, and therefore his own Avoida, even though it was at such an exalted level, but in the place where he is, over there, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't seem to count for anything, and therefore he always felt humble because of his high level. Und das ist eigentlich der Kesher zwischen der zwei Perushim auf der Werte gibt im Akli. And now the Rebbe spells it out, that which he already alluded to at the beginning of this Eis. And that's the connection between these two explanations on the words kibamakli. Pirusha Pasha, the simple meaning, lo yaya imay elamakli bilvad. That yaya imi, I didn't have with me only my staff alone. On Pirusha Medrash, on the other hand, where the Medrash explains that nasa makli biyardin, venifka yardin, that he was able to strike the yardin and it, with his staff and it split, which are two opposites, weil die beide Pirushim drücken aus, die zwei Hofchis, die getnuis, was seine Geben bei Jakob. Because these two understandings of the word Kibamakli express the two opposites of Jakob, which were expressed by the words Mishpat Tzedaka. Mitzad echot hat er gar nicht gehad, und er bet beim Eibishten nor als Tzedaka. On the one hand, I have nothing except my staff. I ask only because Hashem is charitable. On the other hand, stated in Azada, Hebenadarge, he is on such an exalted level, bis zu wert sein der Anhagenisses von Nifka Yarden, he is on such a level that he deserves that Hashem should make a miracle for him that he can split the Yarden. Was does Gufa beweist that is Reutz Abn der Spazach Sadim Materis Mishpat, which of course means that he really is deserving to receive everything that he has and needs out of a sense of justice, not out of charity, but because he deserves it and is entitled to it. Und der Mishpat der Tzedaka b'Yatev Ata Asisa, and this idea that Hashem did it for Yaakov through justice and through charity, das hat Geirun gewen as the beginning von Katayntes soll sein betachas Hashlemish, which caused that Yaakov's humility should be in the ultimate level of Bittul. Das ist gewen the Agdama v'Achone. As all Mekoyim and the Tfilah said, no, that's what Yaakov was, that's what led to Yaakov to ask that Hashem should fulfill, that he should save him from Esav. Vata Amarta, and also you said, Eitiv, I will do it for you, I will do it for your parents. Vesamti Azarachia Kheloyam, and I will make your children as numerous as the sand of on the beach. Avshalah Yisav HaMarev, that can never be counted. So it was this, that's been Mishpat Tzedaka, which called forth the kind of blessing which would lead Yaakov to be able to request everything that he needed with Esav and so on, with the ultimate blessings that Hashem gave him. What is this, the lesson for each and one of us in our Avodah? Says Yedua, as Yeder Eat Hod Be Yerusha Ame'im from the Avodahs was seine given by the Avos. It's known that every Yid has as an inheritance from the Avos, that our Avoda could be in a certain sense like the Avos. The Ein Kodem Avos Elul Shleisha. We know that only the three patriarchs of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, they are called the Avos. So each one of us has somewhat of the type of Avoda that they had. Because from them is Muvan B'inyanenu. So from this we understand in regards to our situation, as Nit Blois is Yedder Yid Roy to Bet May Bemishnash Basach Hezdal Tzedaka, that not only is every Yid fitting and is able to, has a right to ask Hashem for his charity, nor Eriz Eich Veret to Bakuman as Beteris Mishpat, but the truth is that just like Yaakov was able to ask from Hashem as a sense of entitlement that he deserves all these things, so also every Yid has a little bit of Yaakov in him and therefore is able to ask Hashem out of a sense of justice, that we deserve all this. Why is that? Because since every Yid is considered to be a prince, is the Farvi, and therefore, as the Friedrich Rebbe once said, Vert euch atircha hachi kala. For Naiden, even the slightest taking trouble to do something, the slightest effort that a person, that a Yid does, gerechen v'yan avedus perech, it's counted as if he put in a tremendous amount of work, backbreaking work, to accomplish something. Even if all he did was a small little thing, because as a prince is not accustomed to doing small little things either. And therefore, it's to a prince, this is considered to be back-breaking labor. So every yid, whatever you do, it's as if you did a lot of work. And so lib dem, for this back-breaking work that he did, he can already ask for all the wealth in the world. In bana chayim zayin revicha, for children, for health, and for parnasa b'achava. And vida Alter Rebbe zokt in Teira Eir, as Alter Rebbe says, as ma doch Nebuchadnezzar was gegangen in gimel psius l'kavod ha'malchut. If it's true about Nebuchadnezzar, the evil king Nebuchadnezzar, that all he did was take three steps when the Navi came to visit him, and he took three steps forward in to greet the prophet of Hashem. So it was in a certain sense he was giving honor to Hashem by walking forward to the Navi. He took three steps. He was given for that as a reward. Three generations of kingship, that his family, he would be the king, and then his child and his grandchild and so on, all for three steps. How much more so when a yid? There is no Jew that hasn't shown honor to Hashem, at least in that small way, as Nebuchadnezzar did. Is cult of Elamazek, and therefore every good thing in the world is deserving. This yid, every yid is deserving everything good in the world. So therefore, every yid has a right to, I don't know the right, but has the credits to be able to expect everything that he wants and needs. Not only as a sense of charity from Hashem, which is in itself a chiddush, that you can expect that Hashem will do it to you out of a sense of charity, but even as an entitlement because of all the back-breaking work that you do. Und das was mezet, as aid hat yisurim in olam hazeh. We see that that people yidden also have pain in this world. Is as blois levatus adam lachnil lahashpil gasus ruche. The only reason that a person goes through things like that is only in order to bring them down a little bit, in order to diminish their arrogance and so on. But when a yid is on the level of having these two things, mishpat tztaka, zagam erizved b'teres mishpat, that even though we deserve out of a sense of entitlement, from deswegen better by meivishnal tztaka, still we never rely on that and we only ask for Hashem's charity. Was vayst of the tnuah from bittul v'shiflus, which brings out our bittul and feeling of humility. Canal, as he mentioned before, and then we deserve Hashem's blessing from the true place of Hashem, from the infinite place of Hashem. As vet nimshach hatzlocha l'maylam kol medidavag bala, Hashem sends down; it brings down from above a blessing, success which is beyond any limitation. And Allah zanyonim and everything in your life, bana chayim azayna, children, health, and parnasa in an oifen from revicha, in a way that it is not just in a limited way but in great expansiveness. When there's verim bottle alad varim amavalvelin, and therefore it removes anything which would interfere with your ability to go about your life as a zayin yoshe b'shalvas ha'il mazeh, that a yid should be able to sit in tranquility in this world. And this is also the connection between this idea and the Geula of the Alter Rebbe, which Yutes Kislev always comes out during the time of Vayishlach. The Alter Rebbe had sich meise nefesh given auf hafatzes pnimis ha-teire. The Alter Rebbe dedicated his life, he gave his life for spreading chassidus. As had sich abgerissen von seinen Inyonim, he tore himself away from the things that he was really interested in, with the things that he would have wanted to spend his time doing. Kedei meifid sein teiras achsidus, in order to be able to spread the chsidus bizoich in chutzah, even to the outside world. Is doch sicher, as had gekent monim by sein befreiing beteiras dinu mishpat. So without question that he could have demanded Hashem should release him from jail out of a sense of entitlement. He's entitled to ask for that. Doch hatte das gebeten als Stocker, still he only asked for it as Hashem's charity. Wie es meirich in seinem Echtobem, as he explains in his letters. As ein Geulung is given chazdei Hashem, that Hashem's releasing him from prison allowing him to be released from prison was only in the kindness of Hashem. Vas hifli vihigdil Hashem lasis ba'aretz, as he says, that Hashem did this great miracle, this great kindness in the world for me. Und der Fall hat das gebracht, dass die Geula soll sein in der Eifem von Padav Shalom Nafshi, and therefore, the kind of Geula that it was one that came with peace. Meaning, as his bottle given the snagdus of Teres Achsidus, it the Geula did away, it removed any kind of opposition to Chsidus. They joined forces with him. When in an eifim from Shalom, in a way of peace, as the pasuk says, with the pasuk is Messiah, it starts with Pada v'Shalom Nafshi, and then it ends Ki berabim hayu imadi, because they were with me, they joined forces, so that the Geula brought a coming together, not only that he was able to overpower his enemies, but that he brought them on board, and that ultimately they join in spreading Chassidus themselves.